Proverbs 15:3 says, "The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good." There's something about God in this text that I don't think most people have given much thought to. I know that I had not thought about it until I was about, or at least beyond, my 10th year as an adult Christian. In our previous devotional, we discussed the attribute of God expressed in the first part of our devotional. The eyes of the Lord are in every place. God can take bodily form as He did when Jesus walked on the earth, but God cannot be contained in one limited place or in one particular body alone. John 4:24 says that God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit are three distinct personalities who are one God. They are one Spirit. And our God in three persons is omnipresent. God is. If there is a place, God is there. And our proverb then goes on to say that being in every place all the time, God is beholding the evil and the good. That's an amazing fact. I don't want you to try to imagine what God is seeing in vivid detail, but just think of the most evil things you've seen in news reports recently. I've read reports of murder, rape, suicide, the stories of terrible crimes, terrible sins, terrible evil. But I just read what happened. Sometimes there's video, but most of the time it's just the aftermath that we're seeing even in video, and not the crime itself. And if there were videos of such crimes, I have no desire to see that and put that stuff in my head. But God sees it. The evil and the good. I looked up statistics and all seem to agree that more than 1,000 people will be murdered today. More than 1,000 people murdered every single day on planet Earth, and that figure is over 400,000 murders every year, and God sees every single one. But that's not counting the unborn children murdered every day. The World Health Organization, which is a very pro-abortion organization, admits that 125,000 unborn children are killed in their own mother's womb every single day on planet Earth. That totals more than 70 million murdered children every single year on planet Earth, and God sees every single murder. Then you add violent assault, rape, molestation, not to mention every single theft, every lie, every blasphemy, and an average of at least 10 Christians are martyred for their faith every single day. If we were exposed to that sort of constant onslaught of evil, we would lose our minds. But God sees it all and continues to withhold His judgment on this wicked, wicked world. Why? 2 Peter 3:9 provides the simple truth that the Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. This proverb comforts the child of God, knowing that God is always there, even when we don't feel His presence. And it also tells us that God is withholding His judgment because in the midst of all of this evil, sinners are still repenting every day on planet Earth and being saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. I couldn't find a real good statistic on how many souls are saved every day, but some claim that there are more than 2 million Christian conversions every year. That would mean 5,500 souls saved every day. Now, I doubt that number is accurate, but even if it were just 1,000 a day, or even 100 a day, or if we kept bargaining with God as Abraham did as in Genesis 18, and it were only 10 per day, then God's long-suffering makes sense, because God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved.